Hi everyone, Chris Scott here. In a way, it feels a bit too soon to reflect accurately on the season 2020 for the Cats. At least for me, the way I feel now doesn't really reflect what I think of the achievements of our club this year. Not just for the fact that we can't be with each other in person. Speaking this year feels like a much more difficult task than it usually is. So I think I'll try to do my best to avoid showing the disappointment I feel for our people right at the moment, and in particular our players, and instead focus on how proud we are of them. It's really impossible to outline the challenges of the year in the time allocated. There were just so many, but I think it's worth just touching on a few of the things that, you know, our group had to overcome this year. If I go back to the lockdown period in March, we were having lost the first game against Red Hot GWS, who we thought were going to be hard to beat for the rest of the year. At the stage where we were really struggling to get our head above water in the season, we'd had some surgeries sort of well into the pre-season period that held us back a little bit. And in some ways, while the world was really starting to struggle, it felt like we were at a bit of a crossroad ourselves. So we went into that lockdown period a little uncertain of what was going to happen, not only in the world, but with our footy team and our prospects for 2020. And the group of players that emerged from that 8-week period where they really didn't have a lot of guidance from our people by virtue of the way the rules were set up, was just a credit to each one of those players and the whole group collectively. They presented after that period optimistic, well-prepared physically, and really gave us a chance in that 3 or 4 week period leading into round two to really attack the season. And I think it's provided some guidance for us around how we could look in the future. You know, we've always been a club that's trusted our players, and that comes with some risk. There's always the opportunity within our football program for players to take advantage of that, but we have a group of players at the moment that we can trust implicitly, and will continue to do so. And that will be no small way due to the way that they approached that difficult period and made our club so proud. And then if you have a look at the hub period as well, you know, over 100 days on the road, I think it was more difficult for some than others, but the one thing that we can conclude from that period, that it was as difficult or more difficult than most people would have imagined. But again, the thing that makes our club so proud and should make our club so proud is just the way that all our people embrace that challenge. It was always going to be a situation where the clubs that looked on the bright side of things as much as they possibly could would prevail through those challenges. And although it's still really difficult to sit here so soon after a great disappointment and focus on the positives, I think that we will come away a better club and especially a closer club for the time we spent together through that period. I think we also should acknowledge the improvement of our team on field this year is in no small way due to the organic growth of players, both young and old. And again, I've got to be careful not to individualise too much. As I said, this is a difficult, this is one of the more difficult Kaji speeches I've done for a number of reasons. And I prefer to speak to you from the heart rather than have something too prepared. But I would like to acknowledge a few of those players. You know, the improvement in Brandon Parfitt as a younger guy, Cam Guthrie being an All-Australian for the first time. You know, Zach Tui is one of our older players and had a tremendous year and improved on seasons past in a new role. Sam Menegola, who in my mind would have been a worthy All-Australian after, you know, a series of rejections throughout his career. There are others as well. As I said, it's a dangerous thing to start individualising and then stop and miss some guys that are deserving. But I think it's worth acknowledging because it is a pointer to the things that our club's got to focus on going into the future. There'll be some well-publicised ways in which we try to improve our list, and it's incumbent on us to do everything we can to try to do that. But that will never replace the organic development and evolution of those already on our list. I think it's tempting to believe sometimes that there's a universal and right way to approach the art of list management. You know, some like to look at it more as a science, but I'm not sure where it sits on that spectrum. But one thing we do know is that there is no universal right way. What we do know is that we're not sure what we're doing right at the moment is absolutely the right way. Time will tell that, but a lot of work goes into it and a lot of thought, a lot of compassion for our people and our players. And also the fact that we don't make any apologies for running away from the pressure that comes with attempting to be a top team every year. There are safer places to be in the AFL world. But we could easily create a narrative where we manage expectations, but that's not our club's way. We're going to front up again. We're going to do everything we can to look our players in the eye, as we say every year, and tell them that they're a chance to play in a premiership in season 21. I think it also, it's going to be a night, I hope, where, even though it is a little bit different, where a lot of individuals are acknowledged. And I guess I'd like to apologise in some ways that there are some individuals who have just been so strong about the way in which they exit our club, that they don't want any fanfare and they just want to ride off into the sunset. And I think for those that know those individuals a little bit, and we certainly know them really well, you'll understand, one, that we should respect that, and two, it's one of the reasons that we've got so close to those guys over such a long period of time. But in no way does the limited time I'm spending on some of them reflect the esteem in which we hold those guys. We talk about the unity of our footy club, and that's led by our players. I couldn't be prouder as a coach to have had so much to do with some of those senior players. I'm doing my best not to name them, but I will name a couple of people that, again, there's a huge number of people that have, I'm always careful of talking about sacrifices for your footy club. I prefer to look at it as an investment in our club, but some have made really, in football terms, the ultimate sacrifice to continue to work on and invest in this footy club through a brutal period, knowing full well that there's a very small chance that they were going to be able to continue into season 2021. So in particular of our coaching group, it's a really sad day for me to see James Riley leaving our club. He's been a Geelong person virtually all his life and has contributed so much to this footy club. I'll always consider him a close friend, and he's a great coach too. He's going to be a huge asset for the Adelaide Footy Club. But it, as I said, it doesn't make us feel much better now that we've got to say goodbye to you, Ralph. So I really appreciate everything, mate. And Gary Ablett, there's going to be enough spoken about Gary over the night, I hope, and absolutely he should deserve it. But I will relay just something I said to Gaz in the couple of days after the grand final. Gary Ablett, the legend, the footballer, is someone that we'll always remember vividly. But at least on a personal note, the Gary Ablett that I will remember is the one that had to leave our footy club to prioritise the most important things in life, and then coming back and performing so well for us on the field. But so running around with his little boy Levi and Jordan, you know, in the little cooped up quarantine that was the Gold Coast hotel where the guys were in. Gaz, your love for your teammates and your family and your footy club is the stuff that I'll remember way before I reflect too much on the champion that you've been on the field. So again, your friendship will be there forever. And we look forward to having all the Ablets back at the Cats as much as possible. Gee, it's even hard containing your emotions via Zoom. What else? I'd like to recognise all of those that stuck with us through 2020. I think it's taken the AFL world by surprise just how rusted on footy supporters are in general. And it just goes to show to me that our footy club and our supporters, it's so much more. Membership gets you so much more than a seat, an entry to the game. It gives you access to something bigger than yourself. And it's been a pleasure for me to serve our footy club and our supporters and the people who have stuck with us so well. And it's just another reinforcement through this year that you people care so much. And we can never acknowledge it enough, but we should do our best. I also hope that some of our supporters, both financial and otherwise, will be recognised tonight. But I'd like to add a few specifically that really resonate with me personally. I think our footy club's done a fantastic job over a long period of time, but I can really only speak to my time at the club the last 10 years. We've tried really hard to, I know it's a bit of a cliche, but we've tried hard to partner with sponsors that reflect and organisations that reflect the sort of values and go about their business the way we would like to go about ours. And hopefully we repay their support with our actions on the field. But one way we try to repay what they do is by conducting ourselves in a manner that they would be proud of. So Morris Finance, a coach's sponsor, Nathan Murray, you guys have become an organisation that inspire us. Nathan is a personal friend now, and the partnership with Morris Finance and the Cats will go on for a long time, I'm sure. Cotton On, these guys hate us individualising, but Ash and Nige, again, if I could think of an organisation that the Cats aspire to be like, it'd be Cotton On. The way you guys go about your business, eschewing any sort of personal accolades or self-promotion is something that we really admire, I really admire, and hopefully we're good for each other. One last group, a Coterra group called the Coaches Club, that have just been a phenomenal support to me personally and our other coaches as well over the last 10 years. They really invest in us as people and, again, become great mentors for our coaches, past and present, which is significant. They're not just supporters of the current group. They become supporters of the people, and that lasts beyond our time at the Cats. So we're really appreciative of that, guys, and the lengths you go to support us. I can't articulate it well enough other than to say it's well appreciated. And I'll finish now. It's not a long night for speeches, I guess. I could waffle on for a while, but I think I'd just like to finish by acknowledging the support of the whole of Victoria. It really has struck me. I've only been back from Queensland for a couple of days and have struggled to leave the bedroom, to be honest. It's been a hard week so far, and the disappointment's still really raw. But the few people I have spoken to have sort of helped me a little bit when they talked about just how much AFL footy and the Cats in particular have helped them through this year. I think there's a lot of talk around how difficult it was for AFL people, the Cats people up in a hub in Queensland. But from what I can gather and what I've seen from my family and friends in Victoria, it was a lot harder for the people stuck back here at home. And we always consider it a privilege to represent the Cats. And in a really tough year like this one, I think it just makes us feel that little bit more proud, if that was possible, to get the opportunity to put our emotions on the line, represent our footy club and represent all the people associated with the Cats, and try to give you a little bit of hope that that the future's brighter, or at the very least get through some difficult times. So I hope I'm not overrating our role in that, but yeah, once again, the pride that I have for our players and that our whole club has to have the privilege of representing the Cats just can't be understated. So it's probably enough from me. I'd like to thank the guys that will be acknowledged tonight as well. I guess there'll be time to acknowledge the winners, but yeah, I can't remember a time in my, whatever it is, 25, 27 years in footy, where I've felt more connection with the footy club. Love the Cats, and it's been a pleasure to serve you this year. Thanks, guys.